This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions, we would love to get you in on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Malia and CJ. Don't forget as well, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. There's separate divisions and different ways they can help you, or if you're a business leader, help you with things like 401ks. Also, if you scroll down the bottom there, there's a little envelope that says Stay Current. From there, you can subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great little newsletter you get once a week in your inbox. Got a snapshot of what's going on in the market, some relevant news and information, and of course, a link to this, the most recent podcast as well. And of course, you can always listen to back to the previous show's podcast at klossfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Without any further ado, CJ, Malia, how are we doing this morning?
Good morning. Doing great, Sean. How have you been?
I've been really well. CJ, great to talk with you. Malia, how are you?
Very nice. It's no place we'd rather be than in the Midwest with beautiful weather.
That's right. It's amazing looking out the window, all that sunshine and really nice nice days ahead as well. And we've got a great conversation as always. It's an important time of year as we're kind of getting towards the end of 2020, looking towards 2021. And of course, thinking about contributing to retirement plans, how much should you be squirreling away, putting away? We'll get some of the details on that in this morning's program. Don't forget as well, each and every week through the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, and this week is no exception. Of course, folks at Kloss Financial have offered up another fantastic prize as well. This week, a chance to win a $25 gift card to REI. Listen closely to the program. Typically, both the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question Week come up during the show, and you'll have a chance a little bit later on in the program to win for this week. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's actually take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question Week. Not only get the question, but get last week's answer as well.
Yeah, so we had a lot of callers last week, and I just like to mention, you know, it's never too early to start planning for retirement. And our winner last week, actually, it's interesting for us to listen to who our callers are and, and their ages. And our winner last week was only 20 years old.
Nice!
Which is great because they're starting early to start learning about someday retiring. And we've had callers who are 90 years old and older also call in. So I'm just so impressed by that. So a big shout out to our winner last week was Hayden from Oregon. He correctly answered the question, according to the Federal Reserve Board in 2018, how many households received an inheritance each year? Is it 500,000 or almost 2 million households? I guess he was listening to see if he was going to get an inheritance. I'm not sure. correct answer was a Federal Reserve Board survey reported that an average of roughly 1.7 million households do receive an inheritance each year. So thanks for listening, everyone.
And as always, it was a fantastic show, and you can listen back online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. If you have a question for Malia or CJ, we would love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So, of course, we talk a lot on this show for really good, important reasons, helping people plan for retirement. I know that's what you guys spend a lot of time doing is, and I've got to assume, too, as we talk about even younger people listening and getting involved, most people have questions about how much they should be contributing to those retirement plans. So what's considered average, guys?
Yeah, so this is an important question that we get from clients, prospects quite often. Am I saving enough? And those are very good questions. But first, before we even answer that, let's take a look at when people think they're going to retire versus the reality of when they actually do. So according to a Gallup research poll, those currently employed project on average they'll retire at age 66. Meaning if, you know, you were asked to ask them in the Gallup poll, when do you think you'll retire? They said 66. However, this number is misaligned with reality as the current average retirement age is actually 63. So the and interesting fact, the average retirement lasts 18 years. However, most future retirees believe that the age of 61 is the ideal retirement age. So we're talking about a few different numbers there. They might confuse you a little bit. But again, when do people think they're going to retire? 66. What does the data show us in terms of when they actually do, 63. And then when do people think is the ideal retirement age? The answer is 61. And then average retirement lasts 18 years. So in light of these statistics, understanding, you know, how much you're contributing or your employer is contributing to a workplace retirement plan, be it a 401k, 403b, 457, 401a. Oh boy, oh boy, there's all these different letters and numbers out there, Sean, as you know, and all these different acronyms, IRAs for those who don't have a workplace retirement plan. But understanding how much you're going to be contributing and your employer is contributing is pretty critical. So to answer that question of how much, well, first off, the maximum you can put into the traditional employer retirement plans, this is again 401k, 403b, is $19,500 in the year 2020 or 2021. The limits are the same. That's the max you can put in if you're under the age of 50. If you're over the age of 50, they give you a catch-up of $6,500. So $19,500 plus $6,500 is a total of $26,000. And according to Fidelity, the average amount participants invested in a defined contribution 401k plan or 403b was $7,270 over a 12-month period. Many participating employers also employees received matching funds from their employers as well. In fact, the average employer contributed during the same time period another $4,000 on top of the $7,000 on average from the employee.
That's so nice.
Kind of interesting. Yeah.
Go ahead, CJ.
Nope, go ahead, John.
I was going to point out. Good. Yeah, talking with, of course, CJ and Malia. Love to get you on the air right now. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call toll free 877-235-1310. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, the number 442-5637. So as we're kind of breaking down that how much number, I see a note, some pretty good news about where the what the total is. Am I right on that? Yeah. We're seeing fairly decent numbers there.
Yeah. So altogether in 2020, employee and employer investments added up to a combined average total savings rate of about 13.5% of their income, which is great. Fidelity's data shows, however, that only around 73.3% of workers that are offered a defined contribution retirement plan actually participate. This means that over 25% of workers actually opted out of taking some sort of company-sponsored retirement plan. So now, while that 13.5% is actually, I think it's pretty darn good. However, ideally, the combined contribution rate between what you put in and your employer put in over the life of your employment would be closer to 15 or 20%. So that's just a good rule of thumb, right? Is 15 to 20% between you and your employer over the lifetime of a 30-year working career would be a really great target. But even without that, if we just focus on the $7,000 average that people are putting in right now, according to Fidelity's data, over a 30-year working career, assuming an 8% rate of return, you would end up with about $830,000 over that time frame. So even without the matching, even with only the $7,000 put in per year over a 30-year working career, you're getting darn near $1 million at the end of it. So listen, don't feel bad. Don't be sheepish if you're not hitting these numbers. Rather, just work towards them and know that every dollar counts.
You're doing a great favor for your future self, that is for sure, as well, and thinking about that stuff. And again, if you plan properly, you never even notice it's out of the paycheck, so you never even have nothing to worry about. It's like getting a great gift when you're ready to retire. Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also give us a ring toll free 877-235-1310. Get you on the air with your retirement rate related question. Don't forget as well, Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637, and the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll talk about, maybe you heard CJ mention some of those numbers and go, ooh, I'm not quite there. We'll get some tips and some information about that. If you are doing less than the average, what you should be doing. We'll also talk a little bit about accumulation and what happens when you start thinking distribution. We'll get the details from CJ Malia, and we'll talk with you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Phone lines are open for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with your retirement-related question with CJ and Malia from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 to set up an appointment at Klaus Financial. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking about retirement savings, how much are you putting away, and what's kind of the average? And when we hear some of those numbers, pretty decent on average. Not all of us are average, though. Speaking yes. from somebody who, in you other may, areas.
You probably are above average.
I am, actually.
So, you know.
It is. And you know why I'm above average? Because I talk with you guys every week, and it's a reminder that this is important stuff. So let's talk about folks who may be in that, maybe they're new to the program. Welcome to the show. And they're maybe not contributing that average amount yet. What should they be doing?
Yeah, I appreciate CJ saying don't be sheepish. You know, if you are not contributing the average in your particular case, you know, this is the problem with comparisons. Your contributions don't necessarily need to meet those averages. However, in some cases, you may need to be exceeding the averages. So the important thing to focus on is that you're contributing enough to hit your personal retirement savings goals. And so that will, of course, be affected by how early you start saving and how much you plan to spend in retirement. So kind of two prongs there. So the first thing you have to do, believe it or not, is set a goal. Set your retirement savings goal. How much do you want to have and by when? Even if you're 50 years old, it's not too late to sit down and do this exercise. Consider how much you're going to distribute from the savings on an annual basis as you enter retirement. And then you have to decide how much you need to invest to meet it. So again, if you want to do this yourself, that's a great idea. Or if you want to sit down with a financial advisor, a retirement planner, that would probably help you as well. So what do you do to boost your retirement savings? We always tell you, start with a budget. I know my kids call me like budget mom. I'm always sitting down with them, telling them to redo their own budgets. You really need to do that. You need to look at where can I take excesses and kind of rebalance them into areas that will help you towards your retirement. So look at those areas where, you know, ideally you didn't spend money in 2020 because you didn't travel, you didn't do a lot of different things. Maybe some of those monies could be redirected towards your retirement accounts in 2021. And then if you get a raise, you know, you can also look at increasing your contributions at that time. So let's say you're currently investing 7% of your salary, you get a 1% increase, up to 8%, consider just diverting that over to your retirement savings. So, you know, sometimes you're going to have to take a little sacrifice, but what we see, and we've said this many times on this show, is that as you enter retirement, we don't usually hear you have too much put away. So just keep that in mind as you're slowly increasing the amount you put away. And then we yell at you, and we have had many of these situations, if you are not contributing where your employer is matching. So in other words, if your employer is offering a 3% match, for example, you need to be contributing at least 3% to get the free money. And I do hear this regularly from people like, I just don't want to put money into my employer's plan for whatever reason. I'm like, are they offering a match? Well, yes. Okay. Ugh. Okay. Stop there. That's the first thing you need to do to plan for your own future. So very, very important to do that. Then we hear an excuse sometimes, well, I don't have an available employer plan, like we were speaking of, a 403b, 401k, et cetera. So we would say, well, then you need to consider maximizing a yearly IRA or a Roth IRA contribution, ideally for yourself and your partner, if you have one. Again, those totals are $6,000 in 2020 or 2021. And if you're over 50, you could put away as much as $7,000 for each, as long as you have earned income. So look into that. And then finally, okay, I don't want to put money into retirement accounts for whatever reason. The other alternative is a great alternative, believe it or not, and that would just be simply to invest in an after-tax investment account. That money will be available if you continue to slowly grow it as well. Of course, it's not tax-deferred. You're paying taxes along the way, that's another pool of money for you in retirement. So over and beyond your retirement, your general savings, emergency accounts, an after-tax investment account is ideal for you to be shoving some money that direction for your future.
Really good advice and really good guidance. Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Love to get you on the air this morning with your retirement-related question. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give us a ring. Telephone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call Kloss Financial's office, set up an appointment there. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you conversation. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And the website, klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. As Malia was talking there too about doing an after-tax investment account. I know there's talk of another stimulus check. If you're working, get a little extra money. Maybe a good time to start putting money and squirreling that stuff away as well. We're going to talk too about if you're in that position of you're done accumulating, how should you plan for a distribution strategy? We'll get the details from CJ and Malia, and we would love to hear from you this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Malia, CJ, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Don't forget about the telephone number at the office, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment with Kloss Financial. It is complimentary for that conversation. Telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question Week. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. Talking this morning about contributing to retirement plans and building that nest egg. And I think kind of the next thing people wonder about is, okay, I've built that stuff up. Now what? When we're done doing that accumulation, how do I put that plan? Or as I'm accumulating, of course, always planning ahead and looking forward and being forward thinking, how do you plan then for that distribution strategy?
Yes. So this is important. This is a big part of what we do with our clients is help them transition from what is called in our industry, at least the accumulation phase. So just, you know, envision you taking part of your paycheck and putting it into a little piggy bank. So that's your accumulating. And then when you get into retirement, we call it the withdrawal phase or the distribution phase, which again, these are just terms we throw around. It really just means now you've poked a hole at the bottom of the piggy bank and you're pulling money back out. Right. So that's the concept. And this is a big challenge, not only financially, but mentally. Also, as it relates to risk in the overall markets, because up until you get to retirement, this idea of risk is just this thing that's out there because you're not dependent upon the money, right? So as you save, if it goes up and down, for a lot of us, we just turn a blind eye to that. And somewhat rightfully so, because maybe our financial professionals or friends or accountants told us, hey, don't worry about risk in the market, just save. Well, suddenly when you get to retirement or near, you become acutely aware of what's happening in the economy, in your local business and the markets. Because why? Well, because it's impacting that piggy bank that you're going to suddenly need to turn around and start pulling money out of. So there's some questions that people start to ask, like, how much can I pull out per year? What should my asset allocation be in my investments now that I'm getting to retirement? How much debt do I have? What other income sources are available? So on and so forth. And so what I'd say is, listen, if that's you, you probably at some point should sit down with a retirement planner, somebody who specializes in this space, to help you think about and project on where will your income come from and is it sustainable? Listen, there are some amazing things about the United States. One of them being freedom and flexibility to design your retirement how you want to. However, with freedom comes responsibility. With responsibility, great potential for poor decision making. And so sometimes people don't know if they can afford to retire. They just take the leap and then they're 78 years old running out of money. So just sit down with a retirement planner, make sure that you're making good decisions and you're prepared. But here's some things to plan for. Number one, debt reduction. Having any outstanding debt is going to put a barrier between you and a stable retirement simply because it's going to take away some of your cash flow. Whereas if you can get that mortgage paid off or get that auto loan paid off, it means that the income coming in off your investments in Social Security will go towards leisure activities or entertainment or things that you value. Next thing would be addressing risk. I already mentioned it a little bit before. You haven't thought about risk much, potentially, up until retirement, and then now you're becoming acutely aware of it. And for good reason, because now you're pulling money out of that piggy bank. So you're going to want to talk to your financial planner about how should I be invested? Do I want to do a what's called a bucket strategy, or do I want to just have one portfolio that's less risky? And what do I even mean by less risky? Because some people look at bonds and go, with interest rates so low, why would I buy a bond or a CD? So these are critical questions to talk about with your advisor. The third thing would be emergency savings. So make sure that you have a nice buffer heading into retirement. There's nothing worse than getting into retirement, having the roof start to leak, have your insurance company come out and say, it's not our fault, your roof is just too old, and suddenly you've got a $30,000 bill, right? And you have no money in savings, no emergency reserve, and you're suddenly feeling anxiety. So make sure you get a nice buffer of savings, checking a balance that you can fall back on. And then obviously a big part is how much can I afford to draw out of my investments without running the risk of running out of money? Listen, there's some rules out of thumb out there. You've heard us talk about them, 4%, 5% a year. But I will tell you, gosh, those are dangerous rules. The longer I'm in this industry, I hesitate to even mention those numbers. Because ultimately, it's very dependent upon your circumstances, your reserves, your risk tolerance, and your other income streams. So I would just say you need to talk to a financial professional who specializes that can help you determine if you have enough money to sustain your retirement. And then finally, of course, as part of all of this is tax considerations. Which account are you going to draw from first? Because it's very common, you get into retirement, you have an old 401k, you have a current 401k, you have a Roth IRA from when you were younger, you have this after-tax investment account, and maybe you have money in a savings account. Question is, which are you going to pull from first? And what happens if you retire early and you're on the Affordable Care Act health insurance, which actually gives you subsidies if you keep your modified adjusted gross income low? Well, now it becomes very relevant which account you pull the money from. So these are the real world examples of great questions that consumers have, and hopefully how a great professional can partner with you to say, here's some things to think about. And finally, as it relates to this topic, well, how do I find these great professionals? Does not have to be us, by the way, but just look for a fee-based retirement planner. You are looking for somebody who's not selling you something, but rather who's giving you advice and who specializes in retirement. If you can find somebody in that niche, I think you've really found, you know, a gem that can help guide you into retirement.
Really good information, really good guidance. And of course, I think a lot of us forget about that planning for distribution. Is that we think, okay, I'll plan for the accumulation, but we forget having a plan in place as well for how that money gets just distributed strategically, because there can be some pretty significant implications when it comes to things like taxes, other things. So there can,
and sorry, Sean, I just wanted to mention, you're absolutely right, but I really appreciate what Malia was saying earlier as well, which is you can do 401k, you can do IRA, you can do after tax. I think the takeaway here is there's no excuse. There's an account for you to save into. Now, we will certainly give you guidance on what we think is best, but don't mishear me. There are plenty of options for saving, and so it's important to just start saving if you haven't done so already.
Great words from both CJ and Malia this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. They'd love to talk with you. They'd love to get to know you. All you got to do to make an appointment is pick up the phone, give them a call, 442-5637. Don't forget that initial conversation, that get-to-know-you appointment. It is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. Again, the telephone number at Kloss Financial. 442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes to call Kloss Financial office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win that $25 gift card to REI. This week's Kloss Quiz Question National Week is this. In the United States, an average retirement spans how many years? Is it 23 or is it 18 years? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with that correct answer will win the $25 gift card to REI. Of course, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, their number 442-5637 and the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. CJ, Malia, always great hanging out. You guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care. Dr. Nicole Hemkes comes your way next right here. 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. We'll be right back.